It is great. Jamal and I spent 11 years together in San Diego. I had him when he was a rookie, and I saw him grow as a player, as a person. It's like having, you know, my son here. And this is our 12th year together. And actually, since he didn't play last year, I'm the only coach he's really had for, you know, for 12 years, I guess you could say, for the most part. So I'm excited. I'm really excited. He's a heck of a player, good person, great work ethic, and he's going to help this football team without question.
Has he looked different now than he did, you know, when you're in San Diego, especially coming off the injury? I mean, has he looked better than you might have thought?
He looks better than what I thought, because he's had a lot of surgeries over the years to his knees, cleaning them out, surgery. The injury he had last season, he's really, you know, what really helped him is having a year off. That probably has helped him as much as anything, and that's why we were interested in bringing him here, because we felt like he still had some tire tread and that he could still play. And he's proven that here in practice thus far, and looking forward to him lining up and playing.
Would it be enticing to put him and Fields together in some four lineman sets just to take advantage of that beef?
We have in goal line, you know, we have both of those guys inside, along with you know, the other guys on the end position. So there are goal line right now is the only time that we'll have them together. But Ron is Jamal's backup right now, and he's, you know, when something when we need to give Jamal a break, then Ron will get in there. But there's no scheme that other than goal line where they'll be together.
But those rotations, is that going to be up to you? How many snaps these guys are playing?
Yes. You know, we'll have a game plan as a staff. We always have a game plan, how many plays we want guys to play. And it's my job to make sure, you know, I know how many they play, what the rotation is. We'll always rotate guys in at all positions in the D-line to try to keep them as fresh as we can.
How much has Ryan McBean progressed from this year to last?
You know, Ryan was a young player last year who was thrust into a starting position that learned a lot. You know, and he improved a great deal through the season last season. He, I think, will see strides, bigger strides from him thus far in camp already, but I think we'll really see it during the season. He's really improved. He's really worked at it. That's why he started last year, and he showed potential. I think that potential is going to really show this year.
Can you gauge Jarvis Green's camp so far? We haven't seen that much of him, you know, with the base.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate that we're deep. You know, we have some good players in the D-line. Jarvis adds to that depth, and just a matter of rotating, you know, he and the other guys in there. And we're fortunate. I think we've got a good group, you know, that we can rotate in there. We should try to, you know, stay as fresh as we can throughout the game and play good football up front. Knock them back. Nobody runs on the Broncos.
In OTAs, though, I mean, he was running with the ones a lot. I mean, has his play slipped a little bit, or are the guys that have gone in front of him played that much better than him?
I think everybody's improved, and I think some guys more than others. And you know, Jarvis will have his time. I mean, I tell all the guys, we have four games to play, preseason games, and that's where you really prove. Practice is one thing, but when you actually have to line up and play in a game situation against opponents that you haven't played, you know, practiced against, like we do our own people, that will be the test. So, you know, he'll have plenty of opportunities to show what he can do, just like the rest.
How about Justin Bannon, bringing him in, and what have you seen from him?
Justin is another one that I'm really happy that we brought in. He's added another physical dimension along with Jamal, along with Ryan in that first group. I think we got his physical group up front as that I've had in the years that I've been in the league. And I'm looking forward, you know, to coaching this group, rotating these guys. And I think we'll have a solid wall is like what we like to talk about.
Coach Brian Dawkins said a couple times already that the guys up front of a junkyard dog kind of mentality. Have you seen that starting to develop yet, or do you think it'll really kind of come together once the preseason games do start?
We'll find out. You know, it's one thing in practice. I've been in this business too long. It's one thing in practice, but when you line up and you got to play in front of a crowd, you know, you get the jitters of, you know, being on the road in our first game against Cincinnati and playing against a hostile crowd. You never know how guys are going to react. Now, your veteran guys, been there, done that, they should be okay, you know, that type of deal. But I think we have a kind of mentality up front, which you know, the coaching staff has tried to stress, is being a physical front up front, you know, and that's what we're That's what we're about, and I think we have those kind of personalities up front that will demonstrate that, I think, as the season goes on.
You said you're as physical a group as you've had up front, you know, during your time. How much of a priority was that coming off the kind of disappointing finish last year?
Well, that was the priority that we had to, and that's why we brought those guys in. You know, Justin and Jamal are guys who've been in programs that had good defenses. One of the things that, you know, that I've prided on over the years that I've coached in this league is have a good run defense. If you have a good run defense, you got a chance to win. And so that's the thing that we're trying to establish here now. We started off good, but we faded at the end. And this year we got enough guys, I think, now that hopefully we stay healthy is the big key. We got enough physical guys that can do what we want to do through the course of a season.
I know it's not exactly your position, but losing Elvis and what a great crash horse he was, how does it affect your group in terms of putting extra onus on them to have to kind of create some pass rush?
Somebody else got to step up. You know, my guys got to step up. You know, the guys that's rushing on the edge, they got to step up. You know, it's a loss that we wish we didn't have to deal with. But, you know, somebody else got to step up. And that's really what it's all about. It happens in football.